We will continue our worship by opening the Word of God. So if you will, open your Bible to page 1035. This is the book of Ecclesiastes. If you know Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes. We will read the last chapter, the first seven verses of the last chapter of Ecclesiastes. Page 1035. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, let's read together verses 1 to 7. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come, and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are not darkened, and the clouds do not return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house tremble, and the strong men bow down, when the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look through the windows grow dim, when the doors are shut in the streets, and the sound of grinding is low, when one rises up at the sound of a bird, and all the daughters of music are brought low. Also they are afraid of heights and terrors in the way. When the almond tree blossoms, the grasshopper is a burden, and desire fails. For man goes to his eternal home, and the mourners go about the streets. Remember your Creator before the silver cord is loosed, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher stuck at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the well. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. We stop there. The next section will open up the next 9 to 14, so we stop at 7. In this holiday season, we are usually blessed with gifts. Now, when you get new, cool, expensive things, like new car, new phone, new computer, laptop, they come with manuals. Manuals from the manufacturers, the creators of the things. The creators know best how to operate it, how to troubleshoot it, how to use it. People today, however, if you're like me, tend to ignore the manuals. We think we're smarter, we're better than the creators. So we operate them sometimes in the right way, but often in the wrong way, without knowing. And when it broke, when it's too late, we realize, oh yeah, right, we didn't do it right. So now you open the manual, what's now? So read the manuals. We should have read the manuals. Now, we do not do this only to our possessions, but to ourselves. How do you live your life? What is life for? Why am I here? These are all the questions every human being asks. In your heart, at least, if not out loud. It all came down to this one question. Who am I? What am I? And that determines your life agenda. Your daily activities, your goals, your life's agenda. It all boils down to this question. Who am I? Now, we don't read the manual on life as human beings because we thought we knew better. So we operate life the way we thought it was right. And at one point in life, we realize the New Year's resolution, the new job, the new church, all the new things, they don't satisfy. Maybe you're even at a point of realizing, boy, I have wasted my life. For that reason, today we open the Bible. This is the manual given by the Creator of your life, of my life. Our Creator gives us, directs us with this manual, the Bible. So we open it. And today we look at Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1 to 7. Verse 1 says, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. This is the direction he gives. how to use your life, how to live this. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. That gives you some facts. Who am I? Is answered there. I am a creature created by a Creator. Means I am created for a purpose. My Creator set the agenda of my existence, my life's agenda. And if you just search the Bible, it's there. What is a purpose? The Westminster Catechism, shorter one, tells us you are created to what? To enjoy God, to glorify God, to enjoy Him forever. Now my Bible says that you are created to have the fullness of joy. Do you hear that? God wants you to be happy. Most people don't believe that because they don't check out the Bible for themselves. God wants you to have a fulfilling, satisfying life. How can you do that? How can you be happy? The Catechism summarizes it. Glorify Him and enjoy Him forever. That's how you have a satisfied life. That's what your life agenda is. The problem is we play God as if we are gods. As if we know best who we are, what we are, and how to live life. And then we blame God when we're old, wasted, when life just doesn't turn out to be what we thought. In playing God, we think we're wise, setting our own agendas. Agendas that actually make us miserable. Too much work. Too much rest. Too much pleasure. It's just all out of balance. All out of proportion. Because we do not know why we are here. What our agenda is. Now, in the world, if you look at your handouts, people think, at least you can categorize into two ways. Some think that we are souls trapped in physical bodies. And that really permeates everything they do. The truth is somewhere inside. You've got to find it deep in your heart. Just look deep enough. Search your heart. I am what I feel. I feel like I'm a female. I must be true to myself. Free me from this physical body. You hear this story, right? They just find it here and they think that is the truth. But the Bible tells you the heart is desperately sick, wicked. But for them, this is who I am, the inside. The body is a trap. It's a cage for your soul. Now, that's one side. The other side think that we are simply physical bodies. Life is here and now. So I should do what I want now. I should enjoy life now. Whatever I think is right, I do it. Whatever I feel, I do it. The meaning or purpose of life is whatever you choose for that day. Or for that year or for this life. You choose it yourself. The problem with these views. First and foremost, you are the God. Your heart, your intellect, what you understand, what you feel, what you can conceive is the God. The first group, the souls trapped in the bodies, they're always escaping, trying to achieve something. The other side is always about pleasure. Pleasure, because it's just now. After this is done, I die, I'm gone. Both will never have satisfaction. Both will end up with depression, unfulfilled life. Both are selfish. That's the reason. The self is God. The ultimate decision maker is myself. Your heart, your logic, your intellect. So please, for your own sake, quit playing God. As you start this year, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. The text that follows, you can see three sections. Verses 1b, before the difficult days come, and verse 2 to 5. The New King James starts with while, but the Hebrew word starts with before as well. So you have three befores. Before the difficult days come, before old age comes, and verse 6, before death comes. So let's look at each one quickly. Our first point, remember now your Creator before the difficult days come, verse 1. And the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them. In short, remember God when you are still alive today, while you still have food to eat, while you still have jobs, while you still have house to live in, while you can still laugh with your loved ones. Because there will come difficult days, not just difficult days, but even difficult years, the Bible says. The time will come of which you will say, I hate my life. There's no pleasure in my days. Those days will come. And people forget that every good gift come from the Father of light. The Bible says, Deuteronomy 8, God gives you the power to get wealth. Our toils yield results because of God's grace. Our sleep gives us rest because of God's grace. Even when you don't sleep well or sleep enough, you survive the day because of God's grace. All these easy days, you survive it because of God's grace. But the difficult days will come. Have you met people who don't care about God? Suddenly they know God and blame God when the difficult days come. God isn't real, or God isn't wise, or God doesn't care. Hello, you did not even thank Him when you had your good days. And now the bad days comes, and then you blame God? It's all for your own evil doings. So let me remind you, another day is possible because of God's mercy for you. If you walk with God, when these difficult days come, when the darkest day is here, if you walk with God, even the darkness is not dark to Him. Psalm 139, verse 12. He will be your light. You can cast all your burdens on Him on those days. So come, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth before the difficult days come. So when that day come, you are with Him. Second point, verse 2. It goes down to verse 5. Our Bibles say, while the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are not darkened, and the clouds do not return after the rain. What is so constant? Sun. Sunrise and sunset. In Ecclesiastes, so consistently, everything under the sun rises. But here, in this section, the last chapter, the sun, even the sun, comes to an end. The sun and the light grow dark. Our life will end. Verses 3 to 5 depict aging body parts. The keepers of the house tremble. The picture of the arms and the legs starting to shake. The strong men bow down. Shoulders and back begin to bend. Feeling it now. The grinders cease because they are few. Teeth decaying. Those that look through the windows grow dim. Eyes are dimming. Cannot see far. And the time will come, cannot see near either. Life is getting so hard and hard. The doors are shut in the streets. It's picturing lips, mouth, shut. You can hardly swallow. You have no appetite. The sound of grinding is low. Your hearing is weakened. When one rises up at the sound of a bird, like your hearing is weakening, and yet you wake up in the morning, early in the morning when the bird sings. Sleeping is hard. You're easily awakened. I know I'm getting old. All the daughters of music are brought low. Voices ages. You have difficulty in singing. Your vocal cords, the muscles, they are wearing off. All the daughters of music are brought low. And then afraid of height and of terrors in the way. That depicts we are becoming more and more fearful in life. We were once strong, but the strength of the youth, they're not here forever. and you'll realize you're becoming more timid. When the almond tree, when they blossom, I Googled it, they become white. It's unique. So this depicts the hair that's losing its color, becoming white, gray. And the grasshopper is a burden, hopper. Grasshopper is a burden. The lightest burden becomes hard. You're weakening. So even just hopping, for the grasshopper is hard. And for us, even just walking, just standing, your back is screaming. And with that, desire fails. Desires of life weaken. You don't want to do much. In other words, remember God before you grow old. While you can breathe, in our language today, while you can breathe without the machine pumping your lungs. While you can eat without having a tube feeding you through your throat. While you can still freely walk. We can talk, think, do some work, have some fun. When you can still do all this, remember God. Before the day come when we are all dying, going to our eternal home, verse 5. There is an end to everything under the sun. Everything under the sun, the created realm, will see its end. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 8 says, walk in the ways of your heart and the sight of your ears. But know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. Follow your heart, follow your eyes, but God will judge you. That's what the Bible says. Do what you want, sure. You will be held responsible for everything you say, for every empty word, Jesus says. Watch your mouth. Remember your Creator. Why does He create my mouth? Remember what you do with your hands. Why does He create my hands, my feet? Because we will be brought into judgment, into the eternal home. Where is that? On earth, you say there's two places, home or hospital. But eternally, you have the other two H, hell or heaven. Heaven is only for the perfect, pure, holy, because God is pure, perfect, holy. The rest, you know, we go to hell. If you're not pure, if you're not perfect, if you're not holy. Even those who just sin once, you would have to still pay for your parking ticket. Even if you live for 70 years in Canada as a good law-abiding citizen. One sin, you pay it. One sin. You offended the eternal God. You merited the eternal punishment. So remember now your Creator before you become old. If you are already experiencing difficult days now, our first point. If you're already old now, our second point. And you have not remembered God, you still have time. Our last point, remember God before death comes. Verses 6 and 7. Our New King James added, remember your Creator before the silver cord is loosed, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the well. You see the words there, silver, gold, things that were once precious became worthless. What once were useful, the cord, the bowl, the pitcher, the wheel, they became useless. Your life, you think it's meaningful? You think you matter, says the world? It will one day be nothing. Be in hell if you don't remember your Creator. And verse 7 tells us, the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. Look at the stupidity of the world, thinking we're just souls trapped in our bodies, or we're just bodies. Look here, the answers given, they're all got it wrong, they're all wrong. We're not just spirits who need to be freed from the bodies. We're not just bodies who will vanish after death. The manual says it here. What is it? We are made of body and soul. Your body is you. Your soul is you. We are eternal beings who must face the eternal God, our Creator and Judge, who will take us to our eternal home. Our manual says we are created in the image of God. And the preacher of Ecclesiastes tells us our duty. Skip further to verses 13 and 14 in your Bible. You see that. The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil. So remember now your Creator, your God. And once you remember Him, you know who you are, created beings. You know your duty to reflect His glory. And you realize, you all fail. We all fail. We have been under the curse of sin. We talked about that yesterday. Unable to fulfill our duties. Everything is permeated by sin. We fail every day. Epic fail. This is the greatest story. Epic fail. But the story doesn't stop there, right? The Bible tells us the Creator has come to be the Savior. That's why if you are in Jesus Christ, you can sing with Moses. If you have it on your outline, Exodus 15, verse 2. Let's read it together. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God and I will praise Him. My Father's God and I will exalt Him. Has God become your salvation? Through nature, the snow, the sun, the moon, the light, you experience God as your Creator and Judge. Through the Gospel, in the Gospel, you meet Him as Redeemer and Savior in Jesus Christ, whom He accomplishes the duty of man on your behalf, on my behalf, His people, meriting heaven as our eternal home. So if you hear this message today and you have not come to Lord Jesus Christ, make Him the Lord of your heart today. The Lord of your heart, of your life. Let Him set the agenda of your life today. Remember now your Savior. Call out to Him. Psalm 145, 18. The Lord is near to all who call upon Him. To all who call upon Him in truth. Isaiah 55, 6-7. Let's read it together. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and He will have mercy on him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. Based on this promise, I beseech you, I pray for you to come. Remember now, in the days of your youth, He created you for a purpose to glorify and enjoy Him forever. Money, sex, pleasure, family, work, everything is vanity. Solomon proves that for you. It's all vanity without God. If you're young and you think you still have plenty of time, no, you don't. Solomon tells you, chapter 9, verse 12, for man also does not know his time. Like fish taken in a cruel net, like birds caught in a snare, so the sons of men are snared in evil time, when it falls suddenly upon them. I'm 30 blah and my back hurts already. Doesn't have to wait until I'm old. I can go on and get hit by a car and die. It doesn't have to wait that long. You don't know when your time will come. Come now. This is the day of your youth. If you're old, If you're already experiencing difficult days, it's not too late. You're not dead yet. Those difficult days is meant to point you to Him. If you're in Him, remember Him. If you have professed your faith in Jesus Christ, remember Him each day. Because His name is sealed on your forehead. Everybody who sees you sees Jesus Christ. Do you see Him when you walk, when you speak, when you talk, when you think? How do you remember Him as you start off this year? Surrender your life. Let Him be your God. Let Him set your agenda. Enjoy your life with Him. How can you enjoy? Well, first and foremost, take care of your soul. Come, feast with the saints. Worship regularly. Pray regularly. Take care of your bodies. Eat well. Sleep well. Work well. Rest well. Take care of each other's body and soul because we're bad at it. Remind each other. Pray for one another. Help each one in their spiritual needs. Spiritual and physical needs too. And not just in this wall. Take care for those who are lost. Pray for their salvation. Share the gospel. Live as ambassador of Christ. This is the purpose of your life. This is your life's agenda. You have better life waiting up there. Why are you down here? Because we are ambassadors of Christ, proclaiming the coming King, the joy of the coming kingdom. May everything you think, everything you plan, everything you do in this year be in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, here we come today, reminded to remember You as our Creator. But our God, the Creator, has become our salvation. And we thank Jesus Christ for that. For it is impossible for us to save ourselves. Father, thank You for sending Jesus Christ to save us. And Him, the author and the finisher of our faith, is faithful. We have the most solid foundation to begin the year. So Father, as we start, may we not forget, may we remember, there's no more solid ground than Jesus Christ. Help us to ground our thoughts, our plans, everything that we want to do this year, in light of who we are, the ambassadors of Christ. May what we do in this year, in this life, be a reminder for ourselves and for everyone who sees what we do and hear what we say, that the days will come when Jesus will judge the living and the dead, and every sin will be punished. So before that day come, before those difficult days come, before we get old, before our death, help us, Father, to remember You and to point others to remember You and worship You and call upon You. Use this church until You come again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.